Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They have the ability to do so many different things, and it's not because they're necessarily taught that in the military. Well, maybe they are. Maybe that is part of it. And let's ask somebody who knows. Why is it that veterans are able to do so many different things, and why are they so valuable in the workforce? And we'll put that question right now to our first guest, who is going to be helping to organize a Pittsburgh Veterans Job Fair that's going to be here in our city coming up on Thursday. Rob Mulvihill joins us right now as he is the event director for Recruit Military. Rob, you spent 24 years in the U.S. Navy. Did the Navy teach you how to do so many different things, or is it that you just sort of found yourself learning those things from other people who have other skills? What do you think it is?
And Rick, thank you very much for having me on.
You're welcome.
appreciate the time. 24-year Navy career. I came to the military from a very small town in upstate New York. But yes, I mean, there's so many military traits that you learn from day one you're in the service to the day you get out. And that's whether you do 24 like myself or you do 4 years, because right off the bat, you're, you know, obviously discipline and structure and accountability and trust and teamwork, you know, honor, courage, and commitment, the character that they instill in you from day one to the day you get out and beyond, obviously, you know, carrying over into the civilian world. So that's, I think, why so many companies, you know, Recruit Military does a very good job at putting companies in front of these folks and hopefully, you know, finding that meaningful next career. That's our focus.
That's precisely what you're going to be doing here in Pittsburgh this week at what was Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium. Thursday, the event is coming up. Give us an idea of the type of companies who are going to be there and the type of people they're looking for, the type of jobs they're trying to fill.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know, Acrisure Stadium, obviously it used to be, or previously Heinz Field. That's going to be from 11 to 3 on Thursday, the 18th. We're looking at right now just under 57 companies that are going to be there. So you're talking about PNC, who has over 6,000 jobs that are listed on our board. They're certainly going to be there to hire. First Command, a financial institution. So they're looking for anything from, you know, management positions to sales positions. Accounting positions. Cisco has over 8,500 jobs listed on our board. ABC Supply Companies. So you're looking at every aspect of employment that you could think of, from a driver to a manager to a project manager to a customer service advisor. Law enforcement are going to be on hand. So you're definitely going to get the gamut of employment opportunities here to next Thursday.
Right. And now the question is this specifically for people who had a certain rank in the military? Is this for somebody who was a commissioned officer only, or could this be for enlisted folks? I mean, who qualifies as far as being able to get through the doors to go sit in front of these companies?
Rick, great question. So this is for every service man, woman, National Guard, Reserve, enlisted officer. Specifically also open to military spouses, the backbone of our military. They take care of everything while we're out there defending this beautiful country, and even dependents. So it is open to every branch, National Guard, Reserve, and enlisted in officer.
So if my dad is presently deployed, I could go and come to the job fair, or my mom, his wife, could go and apply for a job as well.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Tremendous. Tremendous. So how do you go about recruiting these companies? I mean, I've had people on from PNC Bank, and they say, you know, that these are the reasons why we hire so many military people. But how do you get the word out to a Cisco, to a PNC, that, hey, we are doing this and we would like for you to be there to recruit?
So we have Recruit Military has been doing this for over 27 years. But we have a pretty extensive sales team that reaches out to numerous companies, currently over 16,000 that work with us, and they have a military hiring initiative. Plain and simple, you know, they know what we bring to the table, they know what we can bring to the table for that company, and, you know, they are sought after those individuals through career fairs, through the job board, through every aspect that we can provide them the opportunity to get in front of these folks.
So we're going to have an opportunity coming up on Thursday from 11 until 7 at Acrisure Stadium, Heinz Field. Recruit Military is putting together this job fair for military as well as military spouses and dependents to be there and to apply for these types of jobs. What do people need to do? Is there a pre-qualified registration that they've got to go through? Is there a ticket that they need to have when they get there? Do they register when they arrive? How does that work?
Another great question. So they can go at any point, and even the day of, if folks hear about it on the news, on the radio, whenever the case may be, they can go the day of. This is all a digital platform. They don't have to bring their paper resumes anymore. Obviously, with COVID, the way it is nowadays, we're getting away from the paper side of things, but we do have a digital platform where they go on, build their profile. They can go to recruitmilitary.com/Pittsburgh. It'll bring them directly to the event to register. It's going to ask them some very basic information, first name, last name, email, phone number, branch of service, pay grade, just very, very basic information. And they, from there, they can go on there and upload their resume. We actually have an applicant tracking system friendly resume builder, so they can put in what they did in the military, what they're currently doing, what they want to do, so that companies can actually search them as well. So certainly recruitmilitary.com/Pittsburgh, go into there, build their profile. The day of the event, they will get an email from us regarding COVID-type questions, just trying to make things as safe as possible, obviously. And then they'll get a QR code. And that QR code, the companies will scan, and that will upload their information.
So as soon as you have that conversation, it's there right then. They've got it then in their computer system that says, hey, here's a qualified person or somebody who's an applicant for that job.
Absolutely. And they can even put comments on there, or like we have a 5-star system built in, you know, maybe a fit, maybe not a fit.
Right.
So they, as the company recruiter, have the ability to rate that individual based on their conversation.
How hard is it to find people to apply for these jobs? I mean, we hear about the great resignation, right? So many people are quitting their jobs, and that there are so many jobs out there and available, but there aren't enough people to fill them. Is that true for the military folks too?
Well, I mean, It is. You know, the Great Resignation was very interesting. It's still going on. Yep. Somewhat, but we're certainly, from our perspective, we do over 100 events a year, both virtually and in person. And probably in the last 30 to 60 days, we have certainly seen an uptick, which is good. There's more jobs out there than there are folks to fill them. Yep. So we certainly want to get as many folks into these positions. And these companies, you know, one of the biggest things I'm going to tell everybody is, they're going to do interviews on the spot. I promise you, they're here. Don't get me wrong. You're going to get the companies that are going to tell you to go to the website. That's part of their system. It doesn't matter what company it is. They have an applicant tracking system for data. It is what it is. But you will find folks that will be doing interviews on the spot. And I would be willing to bet that there will be some folks that will get jobs on the spot as well.
No doubt. No question about that. Rob, thank you so much for being here and for your 24 years of service and the dedication of your family and all those who sacrificed while you were serving our country for 24 years. We very much are forever appreciative. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Rob Mulvihill joining us again. Recruitmilitary.com/Pittsburgh to learn more about their event coming up on Thursday from 11 until 3.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.